Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive. Still, great day to be alive, but a disappointing night yesterday for the Milwaukee Bucks. Kyle Brustin Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me on a Weed Man Wednesday, they had the tractor trailer out there dropping all the seeds or whatever they do to make the grass look great for Brad Northman and the Northman Estate.
You know, I got the text this morning. Hey, can the Weed Man come out and service your weeds? I said, absolutely. They brought the Weed Man Mobile again on the Northman Estate.
The Weed Man Mobile.
A lot of room to cover on that lawn. So the Weed Man Mobile, he was just rolling right through. Lawn looks great.
No Kyle Wallace, although I am the Bucks loss hit him hard because I was expecting, from what I had heard, he was, you know, on vacation. I didn't expect much from him in terms of, like, I probably would have disappeared off the map. But the Bucks loss got to Kyle. He is in a bad place. Somebody who is able to keep perspective and emotions in check more than Kyle Wallace, who probably has the same fandoms and same, I don't know, love for those teams, is Gabe Neitzel. Gabe, host of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy mornings from 7 to 9 to 94.5 ESPN, is going to be with us for all 3 hours of Kyle Brustin Northman. Because if you don't know the drill, for the last 5, 6, 7 years, Gabe?
So I have participated in the Ringer event every year since 2019. So this is my seventh year of doing this.
Mm. How many times have I been slapped for 7 years?
No. That is just more of a recent tradition. Yeah. Of, you know, people raising money just so Ben Brust can get slapped. I've slapped you. Scals has slapped you. Josh DiMaggio has slapped you.
Who delivered the best slap?
Greg.
Greg gave a really good one.
Mm. Person I actually trusted most to not slap me across the face, the best man in my wedding.
Yeah.
The co-host of Scowl Zone Brust with me for 6 years.
And
a lot
honestly,
of built-up animosity.
Honestly, I think he was the most excited for it, too. Because I think I still have the video of Josh. Josh did it at the old studio.
Oh, and he like, was shivering.
Yeah, like, he was...
If anyone wants that slap back, though, it is one Josh DiMaggio.
Yeah.
Who, I don't even want to relive the story, got unbelievably embarrassed by me not inviting him to my wedding at a work meeting. I will not relive that. What'd I say?
He got embarrassed by you. Didn't you get embarrassed by you?
That's the thing, is that the whole don't get embarrassed and don't have a lot of shame thing probably led to the fact that I embarrassed him.
Yeah, you've worked with him for what? Over a year now, Strophy?
Yeah.
This man feels no shame. Has zero shame.
Yeah, I think he's getting better as he...
I have more awareness of it.
Yeah, I was about to say, awareness is something.
But maybe it's not landing.
I don't think he feels any shame at any point.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love that you're trying
to
find the good in me.
I guess we'll put that to the test today.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because...
You want your producer to, you know, see the best in you.
And I want to see the best of KBN Nation today at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. Gabe, you've teamed up not with just Greg Matzik, but also Stephen Watson.
Correct.
And we got a lofty goal here, but I think we're doing pretty well already.
Yeah, we're in a really good spot. And look, KBN Nation has always come through for us every year that we've done this for the Mac Fund. They have been very generous. They've had some fun with us whenever we decide to do this. So if you want to participate at any point today, just text GOLF. GOLF to the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. A link will be sent directly to your phone. You can donate from there. A couple little notes that if you want to know, if you donate at least $25, you'll be entered to win pizza for a year, courtesy of our friends at Palermo's. That does come with a pizza oven as well, by the way. And right now, your donation will be doubled. We have a match going on. Our friends over at Paintings for Pediatrics, my buddy Craig Sorbo, who's the founder and president of that great organization, has a $10,000 match.
Wow.
Going on right now. We've got about $8,000 of that match still to use. So we want to try to use that up as much as we can. And this event was supposed to be tomorrow. It got pushed back a week because the weather looks terrible for tomorrow. So we've got a little bit more time to raise the money.
Well, what I'm seeing right now, and I want to set a goal as we jump into the Milwaukee Bucks, is there's 39 supporters on the page. We need 34 for Giannis. 34 supporters today during Kyle Bruss-Dortman to help the MAC Fund. Just know that your donation is helping fight childhood cancer. And so I will say that a lot. And for those who have missed it, last year, Zerbal Concrete came out of nowhere with a $1,000 donation that led to Kyle Wallace and myself, while Brad Norton was out of town, getting a Brazilian wax. What Kyle Wallace doesn't know, or at least if he's not listening, which I assume he's somewhere in the middle of nowhere enjoying some sun, hopefully.
Your co-host doesn't tell you where he goes on vacation?
He does, but he isn't like us talking
about
it.
All right,
he's
fair.
Very, very
all right, that's
weird
fair.
About
yeah. All right, that's fair. That's fair.
He is weird about
he's
it,
He's so
though.
Weird about it.
I don't know where he is,
oh,
legitimately.
Really?
I know where
he is. We know because we kind of pry.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going? Who are you going with?
Like, we had to dig it out of him.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
It's a little odd. So maybe he's not where he told us. But regardless.
Now, that would be the ultimate.
That would be sick.
There are some things that we will ask for, again, for donations, entice you with Kyle Wallace's involvement without Kyle Wallace's blessing. So you must take that at its word, which his word doesn't mean much here. He's halfway Kyle Wallace. But I got some fun stuff planned. But I need to start where all of us probably last night couldn't get enough of. And when I say enough of, I couldn't stop watching and looking for content about what the hell happened after the game. Which is sad, because the way the Milwaukee Bucks played last night, it felt as if they were due to come home for a game six at Fiserv Forum. And I know that Milwaukee would have showed out. It would have been an unbelievable atmosphere, one in which probably would have propelled them to a win no matter what in your forcing game seven. To be honest, I could go back and relive the fact that I don't love the way they handled the regulation and the way it got to overtime. And then at the end, being up seven with 35 seconds left and blowing that sucked. As Strofe would say, how do you feel about that? Strofe, what was the last 35 seconds left?
It sucked massively.
Yeah, he's just going to come up with new ways to say how it sucked. But I can't get the image out of Tyrese Halliburton's dad on the floor. I just can't. And it's one of those things where I'll share. When I was in high school, I had a dad and a brother who loved me a lot. Like, there's one of those things
cool.
where... It's great to have that wasn't cool worthy.
What?
Thank you, Gabe.
What?
It's one of those things where
because his dad and his brother loved him.
Cool.
I feel so blessed to have Alex Strofe produce the show.
Cool.
My dad and my brother started living through me, I think, a little bit, right? And I think parents do that. If you're listening and you're a parent, maybe you do it. And if you don't think you do it, maybe it's you, but you see other parents doing it. It starts way too early now. Third, fourth, fifth grade. They have these kids specialize in sports, and they don't get to play all the different sports that we played. Gabe, Brad, and myself, we're all around the same age. You probably played more than baseball.
I did. Played three sports. Small town.
Brad.
Yeah, I played basketball, soccer, baseball, football, everything.
I played everything. And now that you get a specialized world where you start paying all this money to start playing in different sports. Strofe, I don't know what you played. Whatever you played, you weren't good at it.
It was so good.
I just said in Gabe and Brad's ear, I don't know why he didn't ask me.
I mean, I
was a multiple sport athlete.
I couldn't help
you
it.
You were a multiple sport
participant.
Guy on the roster.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a multiple sport participant.
Yeah.
If we're using the word athlete, we're using
you
it.
You were about as useful as John Halliburton.
A roster spot.
Should have been in the stands.
Jeez.
This is why I didn't go to you. It turned into a complete lash out of your athletic abilities. My point is when I went to the University of Wisconsin, they give you a certain amount of tickets you can use for family, and you can always get from other players. And I told my family, because there was times in high school where I was embarrassed about what my brother and my dad had done, like in terms of being a fan. I said, if you guys don't change, and like it's not about you guys. It's about me and the team. It's about the team. You guys won't get tickets from me. Behavioral changes started happening right away. And that's where my head went. It's like, if this was your dad, what would you do? Because that part of me kind of feels bad for Tyrese Halliburton, because what T.A. said last night, I want to go to this first strophe. Thanasis Adetokounmpo went in and recorded for Thanalis' show. And when he went in, he talked about a specific perspective that when everything was going on, the blowing of the 7-point lead, the on the floor after the court or after the game on floor antics between, you know, everyone. There was a lot of stuff. There was some dapping up. There was a little scuffle. They were talking a lot of crap. That's all great. I think everyone understood that what it happens in between the lines from the 48 minutes played for all however many games there were, you can still get after each other, but there's a mutual respect. I mean, it clearly wasn't the hockey handshake line that you saw, but there is a respect there, and that respect was crossed. Do you have it, Mr. Strofe?
Which one is it?
Thanasis.
Thanasis Adetokounmpo.
From last night.
Talking about what he was shocked by when seeing John Halliburton, Tyrese Halliburton's dad, come onto the floor. Here we go. We're going to give it a shot.
Why was that more important than your son? Why was it so important that Giannis lost or the Bucks lost than your son hitting the bet, like your son having a great series? Like that to me, we're not talking about basketball. Forget basketball. Mm-hmm. That to me, I'm all about the family.
He's all about the family. Giannis is saying the first thing I would do is go to my brother or my son. I heard Chewy call him a clown. He's a clown. I just think it was a douche move. It was Bush League. It was absolutely ridiculous to disrespect somebody who was just going out there. And the part that makes me most mad for Giannis is he does the least amount of talking out there of anybody on the floor. The guy gets fouled. There could have been flagrant ones. Did he complain once? No. But yet he's the one that Tyrese Halliburton's dad is going to chirp at, swear at, disrespect after the game. It's just ridiculous. And so I feel bad for Tyrese Halliburton from that standpoint. But like, God, he's such a better person than all of us. 90% of us in that moment, in the heat of battle, would have wanted and likely wanted to, in that moment, right when he confronted him, confront him back and get in his face. Giannis had time to take a second, then go talk to him. He's a better person than me and anybody that I know.
John Halliburton is lucky that that wasn't Bobby Portis standing there, because otherwise today would have a very different tone.
That's a good point.
Gary Trent.
Well, no, I mean,
like, I know Bobby's got Bobby has like the tough guy reputation.
Well, no. He's got that for a reason.
Yeah.
For sure. He lives that life. But I'm saying even somebody who doesn't live that life would have punched Tyrese Halliburton's dad. He's lucky that it was the one person in the world that has a background that he's been talked about, and we've seen documentaries about his upbringing that keeps him so humble that even in the hardest moment of defeat, in which we all have weird feelings that we all think he's going to be a Milwaukee Buck because he's Giannis. Is there a possibility he's not? Yes. Do I want to go through that right now? No. But the one person that wouldn't clock him was Giannis, and he got lucky.
Yeah, and this is why if there is a scenario where Giannis is not in the Milwaukee Bucks, it's even more painful because Giannis is just, he's better than all of us, guys. I mean, he just is. He has a level of dignity, a level of respect and restraint that you just can't find in any other superstar. He is always saying the right thing, doing the right thing, and when it takes somebody like this, like, you know, John Halliburton, John is his first name. I mean, he looks incredibly small and insecure, and Giannis would be completely in his right to respond. I mean, Giannis has earned the respect of everybody on that floor and everybody in the basketball world. And what John Halliburton did, taking that moment away from his son, because his son had the game-winning basket in a game-clinching game. That's a career-defining moment for him, and he took that spotlight and he put it on himself. And that's a selfish, insecure move to do. When it comes to Giannis, this would make it even more painful for him to leave. The last visual of Giannis wearing a Milwaukee Buck jersey is him being chirped at by John Halliburton in a Game 5 first-round loss. That's why I can't even process that would be the truth. I just can't.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. If that was your dad, what would you do? Because I want the old schools to come in here, because I'm so sick of parents living through their child and letting it then look bad on the child. It's just it's embarrassing, and I wish Giannis would have clocked him, but ultimately Giannis is better than all of us, so he didn't clock him. That's just the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder where was Tyrese Halliburton during this all?
Because he celebrating jumped up, with his teammates.
He jumped up on the table. Yeah. Like, after Gary Trent's shot went, you know, short or whatever it did, like, he jumped up on the table, understandably so.
Yeah, I mean,
just the euphoria of winning the series, hitting that
that's
shot.
That's okay to me.
He jumped up on the scores. Celebrate, man. And to Thanasis's point, like, it would have been a really cool moment if the fan, a.k.a. his father, wandered out on the court and jumped into his son's arms.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, that's a cool family moment. Instead, the fan... this is the part that I just can't. How the hell is he allowed just to wander on the floor like that?
Dude, he made it 3/4 of the way across the floor. Like, Giannis was on the other end, it seemed.
No, he came from behind him.
Yeah,
oh, right, so he was sitting baseline.
Gotcha.
And he wandered. So after he made the shot, he looked like he was in the second row. He kind of creeped up in the front row. After the shot went out, he walked out onto the floor. How the hell does security let that happen? At a golf event. At a golf event. I don't know if you guys remember this from a couple of years ago. Nick Taylor is a Canadian golfer. Won the Canadian Open on an unbelievable, made a 72-foot eagle putt in a playoff to win it. First time a Canadian in like 50 years had won it. A fellow Canadian golfer wanted to rush the green and had a bottle of champagne that he was going to spray him with. Security tackled his ass. It was a great form tackle. It was a beautiful tackle of Adam Hadwin. And Hadwin laughs about it. Everybody laughs about it to this day because, I mean, he looks like a fan, right? Like he had been done playing. He went out there. His security card didn't know. How the hell is he allowed to wander out on the floor? He is a fan. That's all he is. He's not an owner. He's not a member of the front office. He's not a coach. He's a fan that wandered out onto the floor. And something like that just, you can't allow that. That sets such a bad precedent if you allow a fan to wander out onto the floor. Chewy brought this up earlier today to your guys' point of getting clocked. You do that in an NFL game, best of luck to you, pal.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Best of luck to you.
As Ashton and Sheboygan chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line, to your point about Bobby breaking somebody's jaw, Giannis has had an evolution as well. John Halliburton is lucky Giannis didn't channel his Mike Dunleavy energy that turns into this Malice at the Palace 2.0. If you don't remember, it was over the top, but Mike Dunleavy got tackled into the first row against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Might have been
Chicago
the second
Bowl.
Row. Giannis, Giannis got him
no,
really
speaking
good.
Of form tackle.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was real good.
Wasn't it when Giannis scored 60? It was against the Pacers,
yeah.
Wasn't it? When
uh-huh.
they tried to keep the ball from him. There is something about this Pacers organization that loves to troll Giannis. Maybe it's jealousy, right? Maybe that they look up to our neighbors to the north and see how good we have it with a superstar and a title that they don't have. But there's something about this team that loves to try to get underneath his skin. I'm just proud of him that he could not have handled it any better before, during, or after.
I do want to hear a little bit of what Giannis had to say on the other side. Plus, at this point, like, I want to know if you can live in a world where Giannis isn't a Milwaukee Buck, because at this point, I can't. I don't care what you get back for Giannis. I'd rather have Giannis representing the Milwaukee Bucks for the rest of the time that he is living and breathing and playing basketball than have to live in a world where I'm hoping that whatever they get back can turn into something that grows in 5 to 6 years, because the odds of that are so slim that when you have someone like Giannis, you just can't let go. 800-990-3776. Ben Bruss, Brad Norman, Gabe Neitzel in for Kyle Wallace. We're raising money for the Mac Fund. Text GOLF to 800-990-3776. We need 34 donations. Doesn't matter what size donation.
We're up to one. Shout out to Sue. We've got our first donation of the day, $25 from Sue.
Love it. Doesn't matter how much you can give. If you help us, we will help you with some content as well. We've got some ideas that we can share with you. But next we hear from Giannis.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
What's going on, Ben? Come on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You got to be better.
I'm at, but I'm giving it my all. I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You got to fight.
I can't imagine a world where Giannis Antetokounmpo isn't a Milwaukee Buck. Whether I'm stupid or not, I guess we'll see. Ben Bruss, Brad Nortman, Gabe Neitzel in for the whole show. Text GOLF to 800-990-3776. 37-76. We're looking to get 34 donations for our guy Giannis, just to support him and to support the Mac Fund and Gabe and everything they got going on to help fight childhood cancer. As we continue to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis's future, I do just want everyone to have a chance to listen to a portion of what he said, because when Giannis speaks, I'm not a great listener, but I can tell you this: when I hear Giannis, I usually like to shut up and just take in something from someone who has more perspective than I could ever have.
This is the last thing I'm going to say. I won't talk a lot. Last the game, it doesn't really matter. One thing I'll say is that I believe, like, being humble in victory, that's how I am. Now there can be a lot of people out there that are like, no, when you win the game, you got to talk. And, you know, it's a green light for you to be disrespectful towards somebody else. I disagree. I've won the championship. They haven't. Okay? And that doesn't say anything. I'm not trying to minimize their effort. But I remember when I won, my mom, that she's never missed the games, never missed a game. When we won the championship, I remember my mom, she was scared to cross. She was like, am I allowed to come and hug my son? I see, except now my brother does media for this year. He wants to come back and play. But, like, except the Nets, you've never seen my family. Like, see, of course, I see. This is not something that we do. We don't. I try to keep my family away from the game. But losing the game, emotions run high. Having a fan, which at the moment I thought he was a fan, but then I realized it was Tyrese's son, which I love. Tyrese, I think he's a great competitor. He was his dad, sorry. Coming in the floor and showing me his son a towel with his face. This is what we do. This is what we effing do. This the F we do. I feel like that's very, very disrespectful.
It is, and Giannis nailed it. He didn't say anything that's not factual, and I'm just glad that he was able to, after all that, go to a press conference and say the right words.
Are you jealous of Giannis because he's more articulate in his second language than you are in your first?
I don't think I'm jealous. I think I'm just super impressed.
Okay.
I'm crazy impressed because I've seen those same things. So, like, imagine this being your second language and be able to articulate everything that happened in a succinct manner, in a manner that connects with everyone listening. Now, whether you're a Pacers fan and you just want to hate on him, you might not listen to it and take it all in. But every comment I went through, if it's just from, like, a source of, like, a national media source, everyone's like, yeah, this guy has my utmost respect.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to fame, you guys heard the line, fame doesn't change who you are, it reveals who you are.
Ooh.
And with Giannis and the Antetokounmpo family, like, you just continue to be reminded on who they are. And even Giannis, when he was at the mountaintop, 2021, winning the NBA championship, he was always the same guy. He always remained humble. And even in these moments where the spotlight is on him, and he would be ultimately justified to just burn the Halliburton family, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. So for me, it just goes back to, like, the idea of Giannis not being a Buck.
Yep.
There's just, they don't make superstars like Giannis. Like, forget Giannis's freak athleticism and ability to be efficient and a teammate and all that. From a disposition, from a personality, dude, they don't make superstars like that.
What do we hear about Shedeur Sanders? You don't play football all the time. You're a human being the majority of the time. And I think, not comparing the two, I just think use it when I heard that. I think it was Chris Carter who said that. I was like, oh, that resonates, right? Like, it's not just what you can do on the floor. It's who you are as a person and who he continues to show to be. Makes you fall in love with him every time that you hear from him and watch him. So, at this point, if somebody wants to, I'll hear you out. Tell me what you would take for him, or if you would even trade for him. Because at this point, I would do everything in my will to just keep Giannis. And he himself said about a year ago, when talking with a European magazine, that he'd have to be kicked out of there. He's not the type of person that would request a trade. I'm glad he put that out there, because now it's on the Milwaukee Bucks to be the ones that are going to be the new Dallas Mavericks. And if you have a blueprint of what not to do, the Dallas Mavericks gave you it. Trading a superstar and completely forgetting all the fans, because I guarantee, I'm asking for people to tell me if you wouldn't want Giannis and if you would trade him right now, because I want it to be silent. This is the one time I actually don't want to hear from people, even though I do want to hear from people, if that makes sense. I want to know who the ones are, because the majority of people, from what I can feel, would rather go down dying with Giannis and him being the focal point of this team, even if it means that it may not be as competitive enough roster to win a championship. I can't imagine watching the Milwaukee Bucks without the person, the player that he is.
He's our guy. And that was what Luka was to Dallas, right? Like, Luka wasn't just a player to the Mavericks when he got traded away. Giannis is more of a player than us here in Milwaukee. Like, this is literally, like, we were just joking about, you know, like, this is where he learned a lot of the English that he's now so articulate in speaking in these unbelievable moments that he's given us the last couple of postseasons, of being able to express how he feels and being very articulately being able to express whatever has been going on. We got to watch Giannis grow up, not just as a basketball player, but quite literally as a human being, going from the little scrawny guy he was
got four
at
kids.
18 years old to being this hulk of a person with now a wife and four kids, and he's ours. Like, we got to watch him grow up over these last 11, 12 years, and it means more. It's something different.
And imagine you saying that about Luka and them not understanding what Luka meant to the Mavericks. Luka wasn't there as long as Giannis.
No.
Luka hasn't done as much as Giannis has done for the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go to Ken in Milwaukee, 800-990-3776. You're up on the Carveless Talking text line.
Hey, fellas. Two things I just want to touch on. One, what you asked about his dad and, you know, the trolling and everything. Sadly, like, that's the culture. Every reel you turn on, the other team turns and trolls, player trolls. His dad shouldn't have been on the court. That was absolutely classless. But we can't expect other athletes and parents to act like Giannis, because we all know Giannis is just rare. He's a humble dude. I mean, the guy won the MVP, went to his press conference, said, thank you so much, but after today, don't call me MVP till I win a championship. Guys don't do that. Giannis does that. As far as trading Giannis, I would never want to see him leave. We're a small market. Every small market, you wish to catch a superstar. We caught one. But the thing is you look at these guys and you look at the situation we're in with our salary cap, with Dame's injury next year, because that's really going to hamstring a lot. When the Packers signed Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs, the first thing they said was, I just want to go somewhere where I have a chance to win. I think Giannis knows, yeah, I can be here and I'm a great player and I'll elevate us to the playoffs. But I think everybody knows Giannis, with the group of role players we have, can't get us to a championship anymore. And if we do move him, like, I hope it doesn't. I hope somehow we work out something where someone takes Dame's contract. But if we do move him, I think fans need to understand they're not going to put Giannis up for auction and take the biggest deal. They're not going to ship Giannis somewhere he doesn't want to go. This will all done behind the scenes without the media knowing step for step. They'll let him pick his destination, and then they'll work out the best compensation they can.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call, Ken.
I disagree with that. I don't know if Bucks ownership is going to sign up for that.
They shouldn't.
Yeah.
No, they shouldn't.
Because think about now who's in control. And I know that Wes has the governorship, so he's the one who's running ultimately. So he did get to win a championship with Giannis. But did the Haslams just buy into the Bucks to see the evaluation of the franchise go down?
Yeah.
Because that's what happens the second you trade Giannis.
I mentioned yesterday.
The thing you bought into now is worth less.
There's a hotel that was built right next to Fiserv Forum. There is a new concert venue that I walked by yesterday being built right now. And yes, concerts and whatnot, they're different. But, like, this is all because of him.
Yeah,
and because of what he's been able to do. On the talking text as well, Creston and Whitewater and a lot of these, which I love seeing this. I have probably 1-5 ratio of one person saying trade him and four people saying along the lines of this. No amount of first-round picks would make losing Giannis okay and make fans like me be like, you know what? One day we'll be good again.
Well, because here's the problem. It's not like the Bucks are supplementing those first-round picks with their own first-round picks that are going to be bad. Because you trade away Giannis, this team's going to be bad, right?
Oh, yeah.
They don't have control over those picks. They're either locked up in previous trades or pick swaps. Like, they're not going to have any of those. And those first-round picks, the haul of picks that you get back, unless they happen to belong to somebody else, they're not going to be worth that much either. Like, if you trade Giannis to Houston, and Houston has Giannis, and they continue to finish high in the West and make Western Conference Finals, guess where you're picking? At the back part of the draft. Mm-hmm. That's not doing you any good. That's not actual value on the return of trading away Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well, let's go to Diana McGuanago, 800-990-3776. You're an optimist, Dirty D. What do you got on the future of Yanni?
Well, first of all, I'm a ticket holder. I cannot imagine my life without Giannis.
Well said. What's the second
well
part?
Well said.
Okay, I think that's it from Diana.
But in fairness, this
speaks to everything we're saying.
In fairness to that, think about Fiserv Forum. Fiserv has never not known Giannis. Like, I can when I first moved to Milwaukee in 2013, and I mean, I've been a Bucks fan before that too, and went to some pretty empty arenas inside the Bradley Center. Yeah. But the Bradley Center was pretty empty. Couldn't give away. Like, they won like less than 20 games one of those years when they ended up drafting Jabari Parker the following year. Fiserv Forum's never been empty like that because we've always had Giannis.
We're starting to live in fantasy land on some of the people that want trade compensation here. You can get a superstar, a starter, and 3 to 4 first-round picks.
Okay, so here's also where it becomes complicated. The NBA salary structure, which I kind of have a grasp on, but don't fully have a grasp on.
It's complicated.
It's so complicated.
First apron, second apron, luxury tax.
What kind of team are you dealing with? Because if it's a team in the second apron, they can't aggregate salaries.
It has to be salary for salary. Correct. Like, it's got to match up. So that's where you got to get that trade machine out if you're one of those people.
Where's Evan Cohen?
Yeah, well, we could call him.
For the first time in my life, if I gave Evan Cohen an assignment, I think he would gladly give me like 3 or 4 trades that would actually work.
For Giannis?
For Giannis.
I just think you look at this and say to yourself, we've seen this movie before, right? The Bucks in the 90s, the 2000s, they were a middling, you know, stuck in, you know, purgatory franchise that would maybe get to the 8th seed, and we're living like in a play-in type game. So
you know what's fun? When you and Kyle and myself and Gabe would absolutely be able to join this is randomly list off players from those years that it was ugly and be like, oh, can't believe that guy played. But you know what's more fun? Being a competitive franchise with a superstar on your team. So I'll keep fielding the
Carlos Delfino.
Perfect.
Tim Thomas.
Brandon Knight.
Oh wow,
Brandon Knight.
Gabe's gonna beat me at this.
Yeah, he's gonna beat me. Somebody texted me the other day, and you showed me a picture. I got the text yesterday. Somebody texted me and goes, "Hey, I hear you talking about it. How are you getting me in touch with Weedman?" It's weedman.com. And it's a Weedman Wednesday here.
Feel left out. You got a hat. You got a shirt over there. You guys are cool. Because Weedman is cool.
I washed my shirt, and I forgot to bring it because it's starting to stink a little bit. I wore it 10 times in a row, so I got to make sure I bring that
pretty
back.
Pretty shocking.
You can have that lush, green, weed-free yard that makes the neighbors stop and stare, and they're already starting to do so. I can see even the difference of color in my yard versus my neighbors, and I'm already proud with the work that Weedman's done for me. You can have that same work done by going to weedman.com. Get 50% off your first treatment, half off at weedman.com. Weedman for the win. It is kid and pet friendly. Kid and pet friendly. Weedman.com. I love the passion from KBN Nation right now. I just love it. We'll continue with Giannis and the future of the Milwaukee Bucks next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dread-headed brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Gave our producer Alex Drove a fun task to try and come up via the NBA trade machine if there is even a possibility of trading Giannis and getting something in return that would even make you open your eye to the opportunity of doing it, because I think we're all in alignment here. As Gabe said it best, he is ours. Giannis is ours. We love him so much. We grew up with him. He grew up with us. He's more articulate than Ben Brust speaking on a podium after a basketball game than Ben Brust is on his own radio show. That being said, there were people around for the days in which Kareem was traded. And then what happened? Well, Rick and Pewaukee, you can share with us on the Carbless Talk and Text line.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember the situation back with Kareem. And the difference is Kareem wanted to move on. He wanted to be in a big market.
Mm-hmm.
But basically what they got for Kareem, if anybody remembers, they got a center by the name of Elmore Smith. They got Brian Winters. And they got I think this is what it was, two draft choices where they drafted Junior Bridgman and Dave Myers, a great player from UCLA, ironically. And you got four great players, or good players. They weren't great, but good players. And they never got to another championship. You know, that whole time that those guys were there. So when it comes to trading a great player that the city loves, and like a generational or even whatever you want to call Kareem, you know, one of the greatest. I mean, you never really get back, I don't think, after looking at that, what would be fair compensation.
Yeah, I think Rick hit it on the head there, because we were talking about the 2000s and whatnot. There was a drought of 50 years in between championships.
Yeah, a brutal drought.
50-year drought. There's no guarantee that if you move on from Giannis, what you get back gets you even closer to a championship, so you might as well enjoy what you have. And the person that calls Wisconsin home, and that is Giannis. Roberto and Racine, you're a Bucks season ticket holder. Can you do this without Giannis?
As I stated, thank you for taking my call. As I stated, no. I would... I've been 16 years season ticket holder. I've been a Bucks fan since I was 16. Saw the first championship, saw the second championship. These 10 years with Giannis, for me, has made me very, very happy as a season ticket holder. Honestly, if we traded him, I don't see why or how. I would ask that my next three seasons to get me out of my contract.
Powerful.
The people have spoken.
You know, the irony is, in order to win an NBA championship, you need a lot, right? You probably need two bona fide superstars and then like a third, like Robin-esque type of superstar.
That's kind of changing even now.
With more complete teams?
Yeah.
But even with that being said, the hardest part is finding, because even like Oklahoma City, they're well-rounded out, but they got Shea. And,
oh, yeah.
And Cleveland has like Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, you need a top-of-the-line superstar, yes.
So I would say for Milwaukee, that's the hardest part, is getting a superstar. Because we've gone through all these teams and we're naming guys. There's been some solid Bucks teams throughout, but could never get like a bona fide top 10 superstar in the NBA. And we have that. We have had that. The idea of trading that away in hopes for a lottery ticket that you find another one someday, it's just even outside of the heart equation. The head says, wait a minute, we're never going to get a guy like Giannis again. We're just hoping that it works out.
Jaws in Milwaukee chimes in. Keep Giannis. As fun as it is pulling old Bucks names, which we've been doing, got Robert Tractor Trailer texting in, Terrell Brandon, Mo Williams. You can name random names, as he's mentioning. He names...
I had two of those three jerseys, by the way.
Good for you. You went deep you guys into the roster.
Can you help me? What? A la Abdelnaby.
Oh, I don't...
That's a former Buck. I probably didn't say his name right.
Okay.
I love having a star who is also a top-flight human, Jaws in Milwaukee. And again, I just love... I want this show to be about Giannis. This is all about Giannis, because he Dame injury, it happened. It's unfortunate. He's likely out all of next year. He's got a player option. But despite all that, there still is an opportunity. I made fun of Brad. So I was like, you can't just pull at his heartstrings and think it works. Sometimes I think to myself, I don't even know if you have to pull at his heartstrings, because his heartstrings will lead him back to just not ever going to the Bucks and saying, I want out.
Think about, Giannis being the great person that he is. The crazy part is he's probably a better dude than he is a basketball player. And he's, like, at worst, the third best player in the NBA this year. He's going to finish third in the MVP voting. But at least in my lifetime, we have been very fortunate with a lot of MVPs for the three professional teams that we have. And like some of these dudes that have won MVPs haven't, like, there's a Netflix documentary coming out about Brett Favre not being that great of a guy. We've kind of seen Aaron Rodgers have that fall, not to the extent of Brett, but okay, it's kind of weird, right? Mm. Ryan Braun got caught cheating with steroids. I mean, Christian Yelich seems to be like a really good dude. He's had a lot of injuries that have undercut him. But to have someone like Giannis, who is not only ours, but that good of a person on top of it, he's just like the complete package that you don't want to see walk out that door. I understand it's bleak for the Bucks going forward, but I think it would break so many people's hearts if he ended up leaving.
What if he walked into management's office and just said, I'm not playing again for the Bucks. I just don't see it going forward. Do you think that the ownership group has any even leverage at that point? Or do you think that if...
Hold that question, because I like it. Because it's a possibility. And I did this exercise with you, Brad, of trying to play through in our head all of the assets that you could... Like, part of this is going to have to be a sales pitch, as much as we talk about the heartstrings today and how much we don't want him to go. But there is audio in which he talked about his goals as a player and his legacy to be left behind as an NBA player. So we'll dive into that question next from Brad. Gabe Neitzel's here for a reason, though. He's hanging out with us for 3 hours because he's raising money for childhood cancer. Speaking of good guys, that's Gabe Neitzel. Mm-hmm. We have him, Greg Matzik, and Stephen Watson teaming up. We need 34 donations in honor of Giannis. We are moving up the ladder. Sue, Josh with $100. That's really generous. We have Chad. Gabe absolutely rocks. Keep up the good work. A lot of great messages. You can make a message. You don't have to. You can be anonymous. Anything counts. Anything will help as they raise money. Text GOLF to 800-990-3776 or go to KBN ESPN on Twitter or GNeitzel16 on Twitter to find the link. We'll dive in at the 3 o'clock hour of some different things that we're going to have Alex Strof do with some donations. That's right, Strofy. More next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl.
Big girl. Yeah, that's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. Big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Let's go crazy, crazy, crazy till we see the sun. I know we only met, but let's pretend it's love. And never, never, never stop for anyone. Tonight, let's get some and live while we're young.
Ben Bruss, Brad Nortman, Gabe Neitzel hanging out here to raise money for the Mac Fund, doing the Ringer event. I don't trust technology, guys.
But you trust yourself?
Here's the
Apparently
thing.
Apparently I can't.
Here's the thing.
800-990-3776, text GOLF, and you're supposed to get a bounce back link, which I've seen work for a couple people that asked, and then I saw some donations in the name that they showed up on the text line. There was two that texted in, and I didn't see the bounce back.
It does auto bounce back. I was doing that earlier, and then somebody said they got the link twice, so yeah. I stopped doing it.
Yeah, we've got it set up. I guess I should have explained this to you guys before we started the show.
Too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought I could trust Strope, but no, we set something up on the back end, so it does automatically get sent to them. You don't have to worry about anything. Yeah, so now we got Strope sending
the
a
correct
second
link, at least.
Yes, and then we've got Ben sending a link to the YouTube stream.
Oh, I don't even know how that happened.
Like, I appreciate you, boys. The heart's in the right place. I want to raise as much money, but also... Let's let technology do its thing. Yeah.
And I like how Ben opened this mic with, I don't trust technology, like it was technology's fault.
Because the problem is he saw the bounce back because you were sending it.
Yeah, it was my fault.
And so then he thought, other people weren't.
Well, it wasn't my fault you sent the YouTube link.
That's correct. Now,
what was your thought process on that?
That was just an accident.
Oh.
Can I triple down and text them and say sorry with the link?
Just leave it. They already got the link. If they texted GOLF, G-O-L-F, to 800-990-3776.
Jim and Doug, if you need the right link and not the YouTube link, I gotcha. I gotcha. Here's where we're at. We need 34 donations throughout the entire show. We started around 8,900 as we love this from Mark.
Yeah, this is a good one from Mark.
He comments on Gabe's fundraising page, would love to see Matt LaFleur slap Ben this year.
That's a great that would one, be. Actually. I mean, I can't even put a dollar value on that.
Now here's the thing, Matt LaFleur might sign a jersey of another team and his former quarterback. He would not let him slapping somebody come to light ever.
I don't know if it was me, and fans would love it. Even though I'm very turning more pro Matt LaFleur by the minute, which he doesn't care about.
I'd like to think he would. I mean, we'll never find out, but I'd like to think that Matt. for the kids would slap.
Oh yeah,
if we told,
it would drive some money now.
Who's ever has Matt LaFleur in our office who's listening right now, get a hold of him. See if we can get this in writing to get this as part of the MacFun fundraising.
I mean, it's for the kids.
It's for the kids.
Jason,
it's for a bigger cost.
Listening? Jason.
Probably not if we have Jason.
No.
That being said, appreciate all the perspective that everyone's giving, because it sounds like if Giannis isn't back, it's going to be hard for people to see the world without Giannis. And now, I mean, I have to bring it up because I can't believe I'm reading this. Per TMJ4, Rod Burks tweeted that Papa Halliburton, gosh, his whole identity is,
I know,
just,
it's brutal,
told me today that he didn't curse at or disrespect Giannis last night on the court after the Pacers bounced the Bucks. Catch our exclusive with John Halliburton at 4 and 5 o'clock on TMJ4. Let me just say this. Even if he didn't curse at him, the idea that he's has the audacity to say that he didn't disrespect Giannis, he still walked out on the floor, waved the towel, and stared at him.
His son said, my dad
was
in
the
wrong. That's all you need to know.
First off, he said pops like 84 times, and it really bothered me. Second off, John Halliburton tweeting this last night. I sincerely apologize to Giannis, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Pacers organization for my actions following tonight's game. This was not a good reflection on our sport or my son, and I will not make that mistake again.
I mean, that thought process of saying I didn't curse, I didn't disrespect, that sounds like the same thought process of someone thinking, I know a good idea, I'll walk on the court and I'll say something to the biggest NBA superstar that they have. You just can't fix that.
You hate when it's one of your own, too. You know what I mean? When you say it's one of your own, like, the Halliburtons are from Wisconsin.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, the same way we want to protect Giannis, how we always want to protect the people from Wisconsin, but they just make it really hard to like them. They've really done a great job at that.
Yeah, I think he's okay being the villain. That's the thing. To the state of Wisconsin and the Bucks, he's fully embraced the villain role. So I don't really feel. I mean, I don't feel bad whatsoever. But the villain role was taken just a step too far.
As we see here on the Carbless Talking text line, as we were in the conversation, if over the years as we've raised money with Gabe Neitzel for the Mac Fund, text golf to 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talking text line. David chimes in with, let's have Chewy of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy slap Ben.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, wow.
I
you'd walk away concussed.
Concussed? Worse.
I don't know if we can sanction that one.
No, we can't. I'm drawing the line. There's the line. Chewy, nope, not doing it. Like, Strofe, I could give you 10 slaps, and it wouldn't hurt.
Oh, 10 slaps.
I'm saying you could get 10 slaps.
Okay, great. Let's do it then.
And it wouldn't hurt nearly as much as one slap from Mark Chmura.
As much as Scals was looking forward to when he got to slap you, Chewy would be looking forward to,
you know,
it.
You know when he like has his little laugh that he does on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy? Like, I could just see that over and over again. He'd be walking around gardening in the morning just like laughing to himself. Like, I get to slap the crap out of Ben Brust.
Yeah. He would enjoy it the most out of anybody that's been able to slap you.
So would Matt LaFleur. In 2 minutes, I want to reveal some of these things that we have planned for you. I'll give you one right now. If we reach... Currently, we're at around 90, a little over 9,100, and they're coming in. We started at around 8,900. If we get to 9,500 in the next hour, Brad Nortman will get a buzz cut live on air. 800-990-3776. We'll take your calls, text in golf. We'll have a good rest of the show and continue to talk about the disrespect from John Halliburton and how much we love Giannis Antetokounmpo in 2 minutes.